Hello, Mzansi. Welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine enthusiasts. I'm Duncan Masiwa, and welcome back to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, or SAWIP. If you're not familiar, it is a pioneering initiative led by South Africa Wine. Now, over the past few weeks, I've had a wonderful time learning about how this initiative will transform the South African wine industry and, of course, how you can get involved. We're excited to bring you another episode featuring a guest who has a profound passion for the wine industry. Ursula Lanier, who joined the KWV ranks in December 2016 as the assistant viticulturist. But the self-proclaimed proud pioneer had a sight of the company since her student days at Stellenbosch University, studying towards a degree in BSc Viticulture and Oenology. Ursula worked at KWV's Wine Emporium as a tasting assistant and a tour leader. It was a year where her confidence in and passion for wine manifested, and a career in winemaking became non-negotiable. Today, she is a proud viticulturalist at Labouré. Ursula, it's so lovely having you with us.
Thank you so much, Duncan, for the opportunity. It's lovely to be here.
Now, viticulture, out of all the things that you could have done in life, why specifically following a career in primary wine production?
So, working outside, I just love working outside and working with this resilient plant and from the soil and to putting a remarkable product in the bottle. It's just such an exciting journey to be a part of.
I had a look at your very impressive CV that took me about an hour to get through. Take me through your career and how that unfolded over the years.
Okay, so I think after my studies, I got a job at Distell, now known as Heineken Beverages, as a viticultural student. I loved working with the viticulture team, and it got me so excited into cultivating the grapes that we actually use in wine. And unfortunately, after I ended my contract, there was no permanent viticultural positions in the industry available.
Sure.
So I decided to broaden my knowledge and pursue a career in whiskey making. I went to go work at the James Sidgwick Distillery in Wellington, and I made whiskey there for 5 years. During those 5 years, it was incredible to see how you do the distillation of whiskey and also putting that amazing product in the bottle. After that, my heart still yearned to the viticulture and being outside and working with the vine. So I started applying for viticultural positions, and I came back to KWV, started as assistant viticulturist, and after 3 years, I was promoted to viticulturist, where I'm still working today.
You know, having a career as yourself, it sounds like you've had a number of memorable experiences. Take us through those. What are some of your most memorable experiences in the wine industry? And I'm sure there's been challenges as well, so take us through that as well.
I think I'm going to give you an example of memorable and challenging. It was challenging for me to get back into viticulture, I must say. I applied for 2 years for different viticultural positions, and I wasn't successful. So what for me was memorable was the day when I got the interview at KWV and starting again at assistant level and working myself up to where I am today was a very memorable moment in my career. So I thought at one point my career in viticulture was over because I decided on whiskey making, but I got another chance.
And challenges?
I think that was probably some of the most challenging time for me in my career, just getting back into viticulture and oenology.
Yeah. Tell me about your role within the SAWEP structure. What exactly do you get up to there?
Okay, so I'm part of the primary production committee and advise from a viticultural point of view. And we help develop career paths within the viticultural field and putting out a standard for the South African viticulture and wine industry for people to get accredited for what they do in the wine industry.
Yeah. How do you believe your contributions to skills transfer events impact the sustainability and the growth of the wine industry as a whole?
I think for me, the versatility of the wine industry really impacted my life. I first chose viticulture and then I went to whiskey making and then came back to viticulture. I think if the professional body was there at that time, it would have also been easier for me to get back into viticulture because my resume would have been there and it will be easier to apply for jobs through the professional body. So I think skills development and transfer also leads to empowering people at the stage in their life when they don't have the help in the industry.
Yeah, and I suppose that's quite important. You know, you talked about early on one of the challenges being a few years back when you started that there were no positions such as viticulturalist. In your opinion, what are some of the current challenges that the wine industry is facing and how do you see those challenges evolving in the future?
Firstly, I think one of our biggest challenges is climate change. And I think we need to change our way of thinking to be more acceptable and adaptable to climate change. Secondly, also replanting and sustainable farming. We have a lot of old vineyards in South Africa that needs to be replanted. And they are not producing the crop and the crop quality that they used to. And so there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. And also the financial situations that most of us in South Africa, a lot of South African households are under financial constraints. So wine is seen as a luxury item. People will first buy basic need items before they spend money on buying wine. So if we can't sell the wine we are producing, it will affect right through the value chain up until the producer. Emphasizing my second point on replanting, if the producer doesn't have the financial provision and support to replant, we will be stuck in that situation of not renewing our vineyards in South Africa.
I think you have one of the best jobs being able to call the vineyard your office. I'm totally jealous. For someone who's listening to this interview right now or watching us and they're interested in what you do, what is your advice to that person?
Farming in today's day and age is very challenging, and so is the wine industry. With that being said, to taste the product in the bottle that you help cultivate it is most rewarding. So if you are up for a challenging and rewarding career, then come on and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. If I had to ask you to look into your crystal ball and envision a South African wine industry 20, 50 years from now, what does that industry look like and how do you see yourself contributing to the wine industry?
I think the wine industry and especially viticulture in South Africa is very promising with innovations and new technologies like, for instance, TerraClim and robotics. And that is stuff that can hugely contribute to us being one of the top world-class viticultural and wine industry countries in the world. And I see my role as a student teacher, being trained and training people.
There you have it, Ursula Lanier, viticulturalist at Laburi. Thank you so much for joining us. The sustainability of the wine industry is definitely not just about the vineyards and the environment, but also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. Now, this initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. It's clear to me that where there's wine, there's an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.